With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra, and then there was eight left in the NCAA tournament. After in the South yesterday, 4-seed Duke shocked number 1-seed Houston 54-51. They'll play 11-seed NC State after they upset 3-seed Marquette 67-58. Out of the Midwest, number 1-seed Purdue dropped 5-seed Gonzaga 80-68. Boilermakers tip off against 2-seed Tennessee after the Vols beat Creighton 82-75. A win would be the Boilermakers' first time in the Final Four since 1980. The other two Elite Eight games from Thursday night out of the East, number 1-seed UConn beat San Diego State. Huskies tip off against 3-seed Illinois after they beat 2-seed San Diego State. And 4-seed Alabama shocked number 1-seed North Carolina. They'll advance to face 6-seed Clemson, who upset 2-seed Arizona. This is SRN Sports. And the only game on the ice last night was a matchup of desperate teams.
The Sabres trailed 2-0 until Tage Thompson exploded for 4 goals in their 5-2 verdict over the Devils. Thompson's natural hat trick pulled Buffalo out of their 2-goal deficit, and he capped the scoring with an empty netter. He snapped the deadlock and completed his 6th career hat trick with 4:24 remaining. J.J. Paterka also scored, and Devon Levi stopped 28 shots as Buffalo pulled within 6 points of a playoff berth.
Dave Ferry reporting. Baseball, Brewers beat the Mets. It was the Braves rallying to beat the Phillies. Pirates down the Marlins. Diamondbacks bite the Rockies. Giants over the Padres. Dodgers beat the Cardinals. It was the Rays downing the Blue Jays. Astros lose to the Yankees. Mariners blank the Red Sox 1-0, and it was the Guardians 6-4 over the A's. Tony Finau leads the Houston Open by 2 strokes. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.